Where's my Patriot
Blog
Nation?
Talk Radio.
Ooh, here we go. Rock and roll, what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. We'll open up. We'll let people call in tonight, talk in, chit-chat if you're around. We're going to have Matt Johnson is going to join us in the second half of the show. He's going to tell us and talk to us about – no, sir. Going to talk to us all about the happenings that are going down April 14th. We're going to talk a little bit about the happenings at Mount Rushmore on April 15th. And we're going to be talking about this crazy, crazy amount of political propaganda that took place this weekend with all these marches across the country. It turns out that these marches are not to save lives, but they are for certain to take the guns. So we're going to be talking about God and guns today on the Patriot Nation Radio Show because it's a very big part. Mason, please stop, son. It's a very big part of our country and the founding of our nation, God and guns, ladies and gentlemen. So we want to make sure each and every one of you tune in tonight and listen to this amazing show. What I'm going to do real fast, because I love this song and it's about God and guns, I'm going to play two songs. One's going to be a good, happy song for God, and the next one's going to be a great song for guns, and then we're going to rock this show out. So right now here, check this out. This is my friend Tamisha Pruitt. You can hear her Saturday nights, 9:30 p.m. Central, 10:30 p.m. Eastern, as she worships, and she plays great music and praises God. And so this is Tamisha Pruitt and her two sons doing early morning, and I'm going to go check out my...
Hey, everybody, Tamisha Pruitt here with my boys again.
TJ.
And we just want to encourage you to wake up with your mind set on Jesus and to seek the Lord early through prayer and through his word. So we pray you be encouraged. All right?
Yes.
All right.
Don't you know that I woke up this morning with my mind?
A couple times. Check her out, 9:30 Central, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Facebook Live. Tamisha, and she spells that T-A-M-E-S-H-A, Tamisha Pruitt, P-R-U-E-T-T. Search her out on Facebook and check out her live broadcast Saturday night, doing great stuff. Tamisha really rocks. And tonight's show is going to be brought is about God and guns. So I found this great song, ladies and gentlemen, by a band we all know and love, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And this song is God and Guns by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Talking about his brand new mission, liked his plans, but they came undone when got around to God and guns. I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns. Keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run if we let them take our guiding God. Out here in my neck of the woods, where God's great and guns are good, you really can't know that much about them if you think we're better off without them. Oh, there was a time we ain't forgot. You can rest on that with your doors unlocked, but there ain't nobody safe no more. So you say your prayers and you thank the Lord.
Make it hurt.
Oh, and the chest of joy.
Here we go. We're going to rock and roll right here.
We might as well give up and run if we let them take our God and God.
Cheers
up.
Keep us strong. Yeah. Now, the one thing I disagree with that song is that we might as well cut and run if we let him get our God and guns. Running is not an option. Standing up and battling back is the only option against these tyrannical, crazy leftists that have seemed to have taken over everything. The squeaky wheel gets you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the show right now our featured guest of the evening, Mr. Jamal. What's happening from the Mind of Jamal show?
What's going on, Matt? What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just sitting here toiling, you know, suffering, it seems, at the hands of leftist propaganda machine that's gone awry.
Well, the best way to stop that is what you just said previously, is we can't run. And that has been going on with the Republican Party since 2006. Ever since 2006, when the media went after President Bush and the handling of the Iraq war, they start criticizing, calling him stupid, calling him, trying to demoralize him and dehumanize him. Liberals start taking over and they start pushing their agenda and pushing their agenda. Then when this PC stuff really got out of control, you know, I hate to say it, but President Bush, they came up with something called zero tolerance. Well, zero tolerance ushered in bullying and ushered in people not defending themselves. I don't mean to get off topic here, but me and my daughters, we was watching Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown. I was born 1975. But in that cartoon, there was a bully cat. Snoopy at the end, because it tried to get Woodstock, he punched the cat. Then he turned around and he strangled the cat and hit the cat when he got tried to get him again. This is how we was taught to handle bullies. Now we're taught that you either run to go get the teacher, because if you defend yourself and you stand up for yourself, you can get a worse punishment than the bullies. Now let's take it up to today. You want to know why so many of these kids are shooting up schools? One of the reasons why is they are bullies, like David Hogg. It is actually people that are saying that David Hogg was one of those people that was bullying Cruz. Now, that doesn't give him a reason to come shoot up no school. No. However, everybody wants to do the walkout. Everybody wants to know, but nobody want to walk up. If you see a child sitting up there at the school and he's at your school and you're so big and you're so on the social thing, why is that child sitting by himself? It should be two of the prettiest girls in the school, two of the coolest guys that come up to him. If they really want inclusiveness, they'll do it. But what happened was they became, by the Democrat liberal trash, that's all that rally was. And these kids like being, they love their bastion in liberalism because it requires no personal responsibility. And so many teachers today only care about trying to get tenure and a paycheck instead of trying to be teachers and lead. And we got to go to the parents also. Because parents today, instead of being parents, they want to be cool. They still want to be like they were back in high school. They're trying to be friends instead of parents. As a parent, my child is not always going to like what I do. My child is not always going to like me. But as a parent and as her father, I don't care. My job is to instruct my two daughters the right way they're supposed to go. It is written you're supposed to train up a child in the way they should go. When you training, people don't like the training. When I was in the Army, I didn't like my drill sergeant telling me to climb up that rope. I didn't like my drill sergeant telling me to do the obstacles, but I had to do it. I didn't like him dropping me, but I did.
I try to tell my kid all the time, right, Mason? Life ain't easy. You got to work. You got to earn it. Nothing comes free. And there's a lot of lessons that come with that. Now, this weekend, we just went to a funeral of a dear family member. He was my sister-in-law's cousin, but we all knew him. You know, he was at all the birthday parties and stuff. And it's an important lesson to teach the kids also, is the lesson of death. because it happens to us all. And when it's somebody like a family member, it's tough, man, and it's part of life. And there are many lessons in life that you have to learn. And apparently, some of the lessons that we learned as kids are nowhere near being taught the correct way. And I was talking about it last show, is how they teach the Boston Tea Party today. And they teach the Boston Tea Party in a lot of schools right now, and I bet you they teach it this way in Boston, for crying out loud, that the guys who threw the tea into the harbor are terrorists. Oh, my God, they're treasonous. Yeah. They should have been taken out. Scary how they teach history today. So it's up to us
not
to keep
only,
it up.
They have been lying about U.S. history ever since the early 80s. Now, I always ask the question, how old are you?
I am 50 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially 50 years old. I turned January 26th, so I made it. I am now on the backside of the slope heading downhill.
Okay.
But we're having fun.
You're five. Okay, you remember, so you was born 19, so if you're 50 years 60. Old, you was born 1968. 60. Okay. There were
1968.
Okay, 1968. Now, our parents, because I was born 75, my older brother was born 71, but those hippies and all those Black Panthers, people always wonder whatever happened to them. When you look at movies and news articles from the 60s, where did those hippies and where did those Black Panthers go? Well, they went and they became teachers. They became teachers. They became professors. And they became journalists. If you start looking toward the 1970s, you will see a lot of left-leaning journalists start popping up and a lot of left-leaning stuff in news articles. You didn't see it as much, but you saw it prevalent after the 70s and the 80s. Now, when I was a child, I'll never forget when my mom and dad took me to school about meeting the teachers. But, you know, before the first day of school, you meet teachers. Well, a lady that was in there said, "Hey, son," she was talking to my mother. My mother's going sleeping right now, waiting for the Lord to call her home. But she said, "Hey, Sandra," and my mama was like, "Oh, my God," and started talking. So then when we walked out, my mom, you know, my mom talked to my dad. She was like, I don't want him in her room. I'm like, you know, I'm like, why? And when my mom told my dad who she was, come to find out, she used to be one of the Black Panthers in college. That was talk about, you know, all that crazy stuff, the Black Panthers. Used to talk about my mama didn't want me in her classroom. So people wanted to know why these kids got miseducated, because those who had gripes and victimization became professors, teachers, and also reporters. They don't teach American history right, because you always hear the story that they say America was stolen. America's based on stolen land, which is an absolute lie. If you read on the Louisiana Purchase, when we bought that from France, from Napoleon I, because he was battling in Europe, there was Native Americans, yes, that was there, but they signed a contract with Napoleon because they were still contracted with the French ever since the French-American War, which happened before the Revolutionary War. That's why a lot of Native Americans fought with the French, but then the British, they fought with the British against the colonists. That's why a lot of colonists did not like the Native Americans, because during wartime in America's fight for freedom, the Native Americans sided with the British. If you ever seen the movie Patriot with Mel Gibson, in the scene when the colonel comes, the colonel of the Dragoons, he comes up, you will see Native Americans walking around the British camps. That is historically accurate, because the Native Americans were helping the British out. So if you go to war with someone, are you going to be nice to their allies? Are you really going to be concerned about the allies if they were just trying to defeat you? No, you wouldn't. So when the Louisiana Purchase was made, they was like, no, we're moving up here. We done bought it from France. Keep moving. So it wasn't Americans that did the Native Americans wrong. It was the French. Then when you have the Mexican-American War, when we defeated the Mexicans, Santa Anna, his army, We got California, we got Arizona, Utah, all that area. Utah, New Mexico, Texas, all that area, and Oklahoma. However, the Native Americans was there, had a contract with the Mexican government, not the U.S. government. And once we defeated them and the Treaty of Guadalupe was signed, that was our land. So America didn't steal any land. America has fought for the land, bled, and then we still paid for the land. And you know, through victors go the spoils of war. But we still pay for the land. So they purposely miseducate children, get them radicalized with this idiotic, trash, liberal agenda, and we wonder know why we're fighting. We're fighting the hippies from the 1960s. That's what we're fighting now.
Yep. You can see them every day. You see Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Chuckie Schumer, Harry Reid. These are the old washed-up hippies of the 60s that made it to Congress. You know, then you got veterans like John McCain, who actually, you know, he really is a disgrace, I think, to the uniform myself. That's my own personal thought. I've learned a lot about John McCain and what he did and what he did not accomplish as a soldier and as a POW, giving up his boys. So to me, anything he did on the battlefield because of his treason and his constitutional violations as a politician, it's all out the window. But, you know, there are veterans that are in the Congress and in the Senate, and they are trying to fight. Some of them are in the Freedom Caucus, you know, and they go up into D.C. with the right intention, and then the money and corruption just overwhelms them, I think, and they can't take it. And so this is what we get. They turn the public schools into little indoctrination centers, and they don't teach history correctly, like you said. And then we wonder why 800,000 students, that's the number they're putting out, march on D.C. with silly signs, and half of them don't even know what they're protesting. Like, what are you protesting? And then they send David Hogg out there, like one minute he's like, we got a constitutional right to bear arms is ridiculous, but I got to be able to have a non-clear backpack because that violates my First Amendment.
Yes.
See what happens when you start threatening their rights? All of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, that violates my constitutional right. Hey, pal, taking away my Second Amendment, that violates my constitutional right. They forgot that part.
You know what? I said this about the Republicans, Mark. I said this about the Republicans a long time ago. I love my Republican Party, but sometimes we can be henpecked, spineless, sissified, and we need to sit there. And I said this because I just did a video today about the rallies, and one of the things I said was this. I said the Republicans need to say, okay, fine, we'll raise the age limit for any purchase of any rifle or firearm to 21. But this is what also we're going to do. We're going to raise the right to vote to 21. We're going to raise the contract negotiations to where you can't sign no more contracts to get loans for college until you're 21. You cannot have a driver license until you're 21. You cannot have a cell phone. Why? Because the cell phone and a car has been the leading cause of death among teenagers for the last past 6 years. I mean, it is killing teenagers. They're texting and driving. They're distracted. They're killing all their friends. So guess what? You're not going to be able to drive, and you're not going to be able to own a cell phone until you are 21. You're not going to be able to join a service until you're 21. So your parents are going to have to sign over for you to go to the service. Once you do that, once you hit back like that will stop them coming after the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is the only amendment in the Constitution that has shall not be infringed upon. However, that's the only constitutional right that has an age limit. Everything else is for anybody of any age. So that should let people know something is wrong. I don't care if a politician says, well, you can kill someone with the Second Amendment if it's not right. Well, you know what? People voted Hitler in. And that vote to vote in Adolf Hitler killed more people than any height of gun violence you can think of. Adolf Hitler's speeches. And
it's scary. Some of the things we're witnessing right now, it's like right out of the Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals playbook, step by step by step. One of the biggest rules for radicals that they use is whatever they're accusing you of is what they're doing. And it is like out there now. They don't even hide it anymore. And yet here we are still letting them walk out free and just trample the Constitution and the rights of American citizens at any chance and any way they can. It's really become a scary, scary situation that we are in. And I'm going to keep saying this till people start posting on my page that they did it. Get the Declaration of Independence and read it. And anywhere it says King George, put Barack Obama. And see what happens. Your jaw will drop. And you'll be like, how come we're not in a war yet? It's amazing.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this real quick, Mark. And this has to be said. When
yes,
we as the Republican base start holding our Republican lawmakers accountable to bowing down to this PC crap, because how they attack Marco Rubio, that whole march was nothing more also than a flaw to get out to vote a Democrat in to take Marco Rubio's seat. That's what that was. So if Marco Rubio should have came out swinging, I think it's Congressman King out of Iowa, not Congressman King out of New York, but Congressman King out of Iowa, or Idaho, one of the two, he called out Emma Gonzalez for wearing a Cuban flag on her coat. She's talking about gun control, but she got on a Cuban flag. She doesn't understand the irony and stupidity in what she was doing. I had someone write my page and say, well, you don't understand. That's her heritage. I said, well, if she really knew her heritage, she would know about what gun control did to her family. That's why her parents and her grandparents fled Cuba. They didn't get on a boat
and
come over y'all nicely.
And all these kids wearing Che Guevara shirts.
Yeah,
they only knew.
It's pathetic.
The death hit squads of Che Guevara. Party on, people!
Yes.
Guy went out killing people. He's a freedom fighter. He's fighting for freedom. No, he wasn't.
Here's the thing. They actually got him interviewed when he said, when they questioned him about the death squad, he said, I had to do what I had to do to ensure victory. He didn't deny it. He admitted it. But he said it was for the greater good, for victory. So you tell me, how can I listen to a bunch of Tide Pod-eating children who sit here and want to tell me about the Second Amendment when you don't even know the people whom you celebrate?
I'm telling you, the funniest thing that keeps running through my head is the clear backpacks, and you can't, what are you doing? It just keeps going through my mind that because it violates their First Amendment right, that I don't want to have a clear backpack. Like, really? You're really going to sit there and say that while you're trying to take my Second Amendment rights? It's unbelievable. And the people are eating it alive. Well, certain blocks of people. Because people I talk to are all like, I can't believe it. They're using these kids as political pawns. They are using these kids like Hitler. Everybody's aware and everybody's awake, and we see what's going on. They think they're pulling the wool over our eyes. They got 800,000 kids to march, but that's all that watched was 800,000 kids and their families. Nobody else gave a crap. Everybody else was out doing their own thing. I didn't watch any of
it.
Some folks were doing live feeds from it on our side of the fence. I seen a Trump counter rally at one of the events, but I didn't pay attention. If you give them the spotlight and you pay attention to them, it just gives them more, you know, fuel to their fire. Turn it off. Who cares? Let them rally. Turn it off. Don't watch. They get no audience. They go away.
Well, here's the thing. They tried to say it was 800,000 kids. No, it wasn't, because their parents were there. They count their parents amongst them, too. And then when you read the signs, when you actually read the signs they had up, it was nothing more than the same left-wing trash that started the first rally against President Trump, the Women's Day rally, which also is connected to the Russia, because people forgot that Russia paid for anti-Trump rallies too. So who is behind all these people getting these kids there, getting hoodies and stuff made? Who else? So when I look at it, I'm like, you know what? These are misinformed children, and I blame the parents for allowing their children to be misinformed. That's whose fault this is, because you don't sit there and allow your child to participate. If my child would have came home, if one of my daughters would have came home and said, "Dad, I want to go to Washington, D.C. I'm like, "Okay, for what?" "Oh, I want to be part of the March for Life rally." And I would have said, "Well, babe, you know, Daddy love you, but you ain't never mentioned that about, you know, pro-life, about the little kids in the mommy's stomach." My teacher told me that that's what I need to do. "Okay, well, Daddy going to your school tomorrow morning. Let me call in and let them know I'm going to be late to work, because me and your teacher going to have a good conversation." That's what conservatives and Republicans need to do. Notice how liberals sue schools. Notice how liberals sue teachers and stuff like that. But too many conservatives say, "Well, we don't want to do that. We got to take the high road." And I tell people like this, listen. We are fighting for the nation's soul. We don't have time to be sitting up there looking like a bunch of starch-tailed monkeys and dried-up food with our nose stuck all up in the air saying we're Republicans and conservatives. We're better than that. No, we're not. We need to get down in the mud. We need to go fight. We need to fight them exactly where they're at and beat them. Because one of the things you said earlier about you didn't want to speak about John McCain, but I say this about John McCain. Your past greatness does not exclude you from present-day ridicule. Once again, past greatness does not exclude you from present-day ridicule. I said that about John Lewis, and I said that about Elijah Cummings. Yes, they marched with civil rights, and they marched with MLK, and they did a lot of things, but their past greatness does not exclude them from present-day ridicule. What they did back then, I will not allow you to hide behind that now. Right now, John Lewis and Elijah Cummings are prostitutes for the Democrat Party. That is their current state now. That's what they do. Yep. So I will not sit here, like when I tell people, like, "Well, you don't think, must you say it like that?" Yes, I should, because I want you to remember. I want you to, when my pastor talks in a way, you will remember. He talks strong, he talks firm, and that's the same way I talk. When I talk to people, I talk in a way that, hey, I talk unapologetic. That's the way I carry myself. When I talk, I'm very unapologetic. If you have a problem with what I'm saying, and if it's lining up with Scripture, one, or it's a strong opinion you don't like, that's your fault, not mine.
Amen. Folks, we are talking with Jamal, and he has a show, Mind of Jamal Show. We're going to talk about that here in a second, but check this out if you got any questions.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. We're on the Trump train here on the Patriot Nation radio show. I got my shirt on. I just want to say real fast, folks, some greatness is occurring once again from our president. And that greatness is this. He got $700 billion or something like that allocated for the military in the omnibus bill. And out of that money, he's going to take it and he's going to have the military build a wall because of national security concerns. People coming across the border with guns and drugs and enemy combatants. So we must build that as a strategic stronghold for our nation. Hallelujah, folks. Up goes the wall. How about that? That was a pretty good one there. How they snuck that right in on them. They're going to roll over like maniacs. They're going to freak out, and it's going to be the end of the world. You know? Did we lose our guest?
No, I'm
Molly,
right here.
Are you there?
I'm right here. No, no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Hello?
Sounds like a bad cell phone commercial.
Oh, no, no. I thought you was talking. No, I thought you was talking to, like, your other – I thought you was talking, like, as you were talking to your audience. No, I was just sitting back listening.
I was, and then I said, "What do you think, sir?" I'm a joke. I'm a clown. My last career was a comedian. I tried. I failed. It's really hard when you tell a joke and the only person laughing in the room is yourself.
Well, you know, most of the best comedians said they would laugh at that joke, on their own joke, and they would keep trying. They never gave up. Some of the best never gave up.
Yep, that's why I'm here. I like doing this. This is more fun to me. I like doing this better. I like speaking up and speaking out and trying to bring awareness to the issues that are important with truth, no media spin, and with people who get it. Folks, Jamal gets it. And he's got a show, Mind of Jamal, that he does, or at least he does a live feed regularly, and it's really good. This guy really speaks from the heart. No BS, no PC, straight up. If people want to watch your show, Jamal, and watch you do your thing, how can they connect with you?
Well, you can come to my page on Facebook, Mind of Jamal. Then I also do a live on YouTube, Mind of Jamal, on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. I'm part of the four J's, which is Will Johnson, Jermaine Bujold, Jay McKinney. And what we are, we're four black conservatives, and we giving it from our point of view. We don't pull punches, and we just go at it. All four of us, we're together, live together, and we're talking about the subjects and the problems of the day. And we just go from there.
Excellent. And I say, you guys are four black guys doing a show. How much backlash do you get from other black guys?
Of course. We get the ignorance, house, Negro, coon, blah, 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 and all this stuff. But the thing I always tell people is this. If you knew what the House Negro job was and what he did in helping other slaves get free, you wouldn't throw that word House Negro around, because the House Negro would sit there and give the master, you know, food and drink so he would go to sleep so the other slaves could escape. Because the House Negro would be sitting there, you know, he may read, he may do whatever, but he knew he couldn't escape. But he would make a way so other slaves could escape. But you had some that was always jealous, because jealousy is one of the things that's tearing the black community apart, that saw, just because they saw this black man in the house doing all this stuff, they got jealous because they were in the field. It wasn't that the house slave thought he was better. A lot of the field slaves thought the house slave was beneath them. Well, if you come treating somebody like you're beneath them, they're going to retaliate like no, so it started happening. And so you have a lot of these people like black nationalists, especially Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. I always say this, there is no difference between David Duke and Louis Farrakhan. I say it again, there is no difference between David Duke and Louis Farrakhan. They're both racist, but the difference is if you Google Louis Farrakhan, if you Google David Duke, you will not recognize how Google describes them. Google describes Louis Farrakhan as a religious leader, an African American speculator, and things of that nature. They describe David Duke as a white supremacist, anti-Semitic. That's how they describe David Duke, but they give Louis Farrakhan a pass. This is the little subtle stuff that they're doing to try to reshape American history and make liberalism prevalent. Because why would you want black nationalism normalized? Why would you want that crap normalized? Because black nationalism has killed more blacks than the Klan has. Because you have too many, the black community is a failed state right now. That's just the honest truth. Our black leaders that we have failed us. They're getting rich, but they have failed us. They sold us to the Democrat Party for the highest bidder. That's why the black community, 77% of all our children are born out of wedlock. 70% are in single-parent homes. So you tell me that doesn't influence and that doesn't help shape poverty and contributing to the fact that we have more young black men in prison? Yes, it does, because a father in the home can curb these things. That's why one of the things I told my wife, I said, once we're married and we have kids, I ain't going nowhere. I don't care if we fall out and we don't like each other. but and I got to sleep on the couch every night. But I'm not going to divorce because I'm also my parents divorced, so I also know the pain of that. And it does hurt because it's a pain on the child, and it's also a strain on the family. Back in my grandmother and grandfather days and stuff like that, those men and those women stretched it out for the children. They stretched it out. At one time in America, God, family, and country was the most important things that there were to a man. God, family, and country. Now it's myself, greed, comfortability, family, God, and country. It's both the same. So they done sat there and threw out God and country. They done threw out family to self-absorbing and greed, narcissists. That's what most men are like today, especially the black community. Because whenever you see men that think they're doing something good because they pick up their children every weekend and they brag about it, that lets you know the state the black community is in, and it's not a good one.
Well, you know, you got good guys like you fighting for the community and for the people, so that it's important that you and your three brothers stick together and keep talking. You know, there was a time in my show, early on in my show, where I was getting like 2 listeners, and I was really discouraged. And I'm like, I'm giving this up. And my wife and my friend Beverly were both like, even if one person is listening, you got to continue. You have a voice. You got to talk. People will. If you build it, they'll come, basically. And here I am, 5 years later, still battling it out, still talking and still blabbing away because I feel like the nation is worth it. Thanks
well,
to them.
Here's the thing. Somebody asked me, because I deal with a friend of mine in Florida, Cliff Gephardt. Me and him are good friends, and a couple more people who I've been on their podcast. Got people saying, you know, I come on the podcast. If I got time, I will probably go on people's podcast. David Clyde, another friend of mine out of Rhode Island. David Clyde out of Rhode Island. And one of the things I always tell people, if you do it from a public page, like create yourself a public page, and just start like sharing it to different stuff. Start just sharing it. And share, like, make memes, make short videos, and start sending out and invite your friends. Invite people you know to start liking it. And then you keep going because when I first started my page, I started my page back in, 2012. That was 2012. I started out because I call in a radio station all the time here. And around Raleigh, Durham, it's called Radio Rush. Rush Limbaugh comes on at 12 o'clock, but the KCO Day Morning Show. So I call it the KCO Day Morning Show all the time, you know, giving my little opinion. And then when I came about and I came with a page, you know, I started dropping little hints and tell people, you know, hey, this is, you know, mine or Jamal, blah, blah, blah. And I tell people, you know, hey, you know, KC, you know, like I say on my page, or mine or Jamal, or like I say on my page, mine or Jamal. And I had a few people liking it. Then, you know, people start looking. I start coming with these videos and memes and start sharing it. And between that time, it started taking off. Then when President Trump started running, of course, I started sharing different things and sharing it that way. Then once President Trump got elected, I did a live coverage that night, and when they said President Trump is the winner, I went from 5,000 likes to 25,000 likes in one night.
That's crazy. Hey, we got a couple of rallies coming up here in April, and I have one of the gentlemen that's going to be working on our rally here in the Sunshine State. And he's going to talk a little bit about this rally that's coming up. It's a pro-Second Amendment rally that's going on at state capitals in all in the union. Hopefully there is enough people in every state that will be able to rally at their capital. Welcome to the show, Matt
What's happening, Matt?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Good. Say hello to Jamal. We're having a great show talking about God and Guns.
Hey, Jamal. Yeah, great. Good show.
Hey,
God and Guns, always at the top of the list, brother.
Amen. So tell us a little bit about what's shaking here in Tallahassee on the 14th and what the plans are for the nation on that same day.
Sure. Sure. So, you know, we talked a little bit last time at the beginning of the month about the rally in Tally that we did. And it's essentially a very similar kind of event, except this time we've taken it all 50 states. What we've got is we've got every Patriot group in the country, every 3% organization from 3UP to the AP3, you name it. Every Patriot group, even the militias, have said it's time to stand up. We've got these snot-nosed Tide Pod-eating kids who are getting bussed in by Hollywood, flown in by the New England Patriots to read off a damn script.
One week they're eating Tide Pods, and the next week they're schooling us on the Constitution. Huh,
yeah,
go
right.
Figure. I'm in them Tide Pods. Maybe we should have been eating them a long time ago.
You got that right. So what we did was we created a coalition of Constitutional Coalition of Patriotic Americans is what the name of the group is called. But it's essentially all of the state and national leaders from all of the Patriot groups in all 50 states. And we did a conference call, and we decided, screw it. It's time to get everybody in every Patriot group that's never worked together. They've all got their beefs, whatever. It's time to put them aside because we all support the Constitution. Let's get this thing done. So we're doing it in all 50 states on the same day at the exact same time. So no matter what time zone you're in or what state you're in, there's going to be a rally at the state capitol.
Right.
So for Florida,
Give me one more second. My featured guest here has to bail out. I want to give him a chance to plug his show one more time before he has to go. Jamal, plug
go
your show
it.
One more time before you have to bail out, sir.
Thank you. Like I said, Matt and Jamal on Facebook, same thing, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, Mind of Jamal. And the thing is, we have to fight. We have to get out there. When we have rallies like the one Matt was mentioning earlier, conservatives and Republicans, we got to come out. We got to stop sitting up there, oh, I'm tired, we got to come out. Because one thing liberals are always willing to do, they're willing to turn out and do their little numbers and stuff to try to make it look like if we don't have the support that we have. The Second Amendment was put in there for a reason, and that's why it is the Second Amendment. Thank you, Mark, for allowing me to come up here. Like I said, if you need me, just hit me back up like you did, and I'll be glad to come back up. But my daughter, my youngest daughter's not feeling well, so I'm helping my wife. She got it, but when she gets sick, I got to take off and go back up there and take her for a little bit.
Absolutely, sir. Family first. I want to thank you so much for your time. Folks, that's Mind of Jamal. Search it out on Facebook, on YouTube. Link up with his show. The guy's got some great videos happening. Thanks again, sir, for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Mark. God bless you, Matt. Lord willing, I will talk to you another time.
Amen.
You too,
thank you.
Take
God
care.
Bless, brother.
God
yeah,
bless.
Folks, Jamal, Mind of Jamal, heard on Facebook and YouTube. So you want to find that show, that's a good show. All right, and back to Matt, talking about all the groups. We've got a lot of the 3% and militia groups all coming together, and that leads me to what's happening on the very next day, April 15th at Mount Rushmore, where many of the same groups will be coming together for the Patriot Union Party. It's Americans United Against Tyranny event. It's going to have some great, great folks like Dave Bray, is going to be performing. You're also going to have I can't think of his name. I got it on my list here. He sings the Ballad of Lavoie Finicum. Jordan Page will be over there performing. Shalise Finicum is going to be down there. She's going to be speaking. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be down there, Constitutional Sheriff of America.
and peace officers. He's got some good stuff going on. He speaks about the Constitution. You got Dave Bray. You got Jordan Page. You got Shalise Finnegan. You have Richard Mack and others, and state senators, politicians from that very state of South Dakota are going to come down to join the rally, and they are going to announce the Patriot Union Party. Now, the Patriot Union
nice.
Party will be trying to run candidates in 2020. Patriots, 3%, all keeping kind of political candidates to run for these seats, because it's time to stop electing politicians and start electing patriots who love the country, the Constitution, and what our forefathers handed us, the greatest republic ever graced the face of this planet. And we must stand together in unity in one way or another. There are many, many ways to be part of it. Go to the event pages and share the event every day. Go to the fundraisers, share the fundraisers every day. Invite your friends. You can't make it. Tell your friends about it. Send an email. Make a phone call. There's something for everybody to do. So get involved one way or another. Start a podcast and have the guys come on. Have Matt and all these folks come on the show and talk about it. Let them spread the message. So, Matt, tell us one more time about what time is for Tallahassee on the 14th. And it goes
sure.
by time zone, if I remember correctly. So maybe
yeah.
do it by time zone so that folks in different regions, Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern,
yeah.
can get in the rallies at the right time.
Sure. So starting here on the East Coast, here especially in Tallahassee, we're looking at a big crowd, and we're looking to get a bigger one, especially what happened over the weekend. But here in Tallahassee, it's 2 p.m. Eastern time, and that's everybody in the Eastern time zone. Then if you move back to the Central time zone, it's 1 o'clock. So it's precisely the same time, but just your clock is different based on what time zone you're in. You're going to be an hour behind. Then the Mountain time zone is 12 o'clock. And then the Pacific time zone is 11 o'clock. And Hawaii and Alaska, you do accordingly. I don't live there, so I don't follow what their time zone difference is, but yeah, so we've got, you know, each one is going to be set up essentially the same. We've got politicians, we've got nothing but pro 2A speakers, we've got moms who want to support the Second Amendment so that their sons don't, you know, sons, daughters are not left defenseless in the wake of this nonsense. We actually have reached out here in Florida, just so you know, Mark, Andrew Pollack, everybody's probably familiar
yeah,
with him.
He was going to come on my show, but I guess I got in a little late, and they are no longer doing interviews for a little while. So he's not going to be
yeah.
coming on the show, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've got a call tomorrow, and set up a time to speak with them and see if, because over the weekend they were treated pretty badly. No, they weren't even allowed to speak, even as victims of, you know, his daughter and everything. So, you know, they wouldn't let him speak because his opinion doesn't fit their narrative. They're trying to shove down everybody's throats. So I'm going to see if we can't get him in Tallahassee.
Right.
To
on.
Speak with all of the pro 2A people.
I'm going to post his daughter's memorial.
Yeah. Meadow. Yeah, absolutely.
Meadows
Movement.
Yeah.
It's the name of the page.
Yeah.
I think it's basically they're going to dedicate a park in her honor, from what I understand.
I'm putting the hashtag up on the live feed right now. There you go, folks. Meadows Movement. Check it out. Help out. She is a victim of the Parkland Massacre, Valentine's Day Massacre. I'm glad they're going to name it that. It's
yeah.
got to be horrifying for the families to hear Valentine's Day Massacre, and it happens to be their children. And you know, I watched this great video, and it's posted on my Facebook page now, where there was a lady talking about the failure of the FBI, the failure of the Broward County Sheriff, the failure of the school, the resource officer, and they're protesting guns. They're not protesting the incompetence of the FBI, the failures of the Broward County Sheriff's Department, the unbelievable leniency that the school has on criminal conduct so that they can get federal grants through the Promise Program.
Hmm.
No one's
That's
protesting
a horrible
that.
Program too.
All of a sudden, it's the NRA's fault. Last I checked, in the last 50 years, not one single NRA member has committed a mass shooting. In fact, the last time an NRA member was involved in any sort of mass shooting attempt was an NRA member stopping a mass shooting.
In Texas.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. With the big scary black gun that, you know, we have to ban it because it looks like something else.
It resembles something. And what gets me is the veterans that are coming out going, well, I used an M4 on the battlefield, and there's no reason anybody should have anything that resembles or acts or is anything of from the battlefield. I'm thinking M4.
To those, you know, as a combat veteran, as a combat veteran myself, to those guys, I say
they just broke their oath.
Somebody needs to pull their balls back out of their wife's purse or something, because to those guys, I'm a combat veteran, and I'm here to tell you that there's significant differences between what the military uses and what is available for commercial purchase labeled as an AR-15. Yes, okay, fine, they look the same. Who cares?
Yeah.
You fire one bullet with one pull of the trigger. I mean,
why would you want an AR-15? It's an assault rifle 15. Ugh. These people that think the AR stands for assault rifle. First of all, folks, and anybody that listens to my show knows this anyway, but I'm going to say it. Assault is a verb. A verb can never be a noun. Therefore, it can never be an assault weapon. Even if there's no bullets in it and the guy uses it and swings it as a baseball bat, it's still an assault person hitting you with a gun. It's always an assault person.
You can take a black powder, I don't know, pirate gun, you know, a black powder muzzle-loaded pirate pistol, and you can smack somebody upside the head with it and pistol whip them, and that's an assault. That becomes an assault weapon at that point.
Yep.
You can do the same thing with a golf club. You can assault somebody with a golf club, and it's an assault weapon. These Democrats push a narrative and use words that are designed to scare people into thinking something.
Look what Tiger Woods' wife did to that beautiful car when he got off the shooting golf club. That was an assault golf club. We have to ban assault golf clubs. I seen a homeless guy back in 1988 attack a guy with a spork, a plastic spoon fork from 7-Eleven. We got to ban that.
Right? Oh, yeah. Hey, while we're at it, listen, we need to ban FedEx, because that guy in Austin just the last couple of weeks, he used an assault FedEx and mail packages to blow people up. So let's ban FedEx. Assault FedEx.
I know what we can do now, because apparently – it's conservatives and NRA members and people like that. So anybody affiliated with conservatism, NRA members, or anything like that, at birth you just instantly have your hands cut off, and that'll solve the problem.
I don't know.
No more
it's a belief system.
Cut off your
hands. It has to be the head, because it's a belief system. Or even the heart, because it's principles. It's principles, really, is what it is. It's morals and principles and ethics, and clearly the other side is lacking in those, so...
Yeah, well, I got to play this song again because it is excellent. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I played Lynyrd Skynyrd's God and Guns. Are you familiar with this amazing song?
Oh, of course.
Folks, I'm going to play God and Guns, and then we're going to talk about a couple of my upcoming shows, and then we're going to play the Star Spangled Banner and rock out. So check out this song. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play this one more time, and then we'll have Matt give us a little more information about our local rally here in Tallahassee. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd's God and Guns.
Last night I heard this politician talk about friendly, like his plans, but they came undone, got around and got a big I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God God and God. Keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on. Well, we might as well give up and run if we let them take our guiding God.
I got to stop that right there. I don't like that song no more. I listened to it so many times, and I hate the part where it says, we might as well cut and run if we let them take our God and guns. Because I ain't cutting and I ain't running from nowhere. But I have to turn that off. I'm sorry. Leonard Skinner, I'm sorry. We're not cutting and we're not running. We stand our ground if we got to use slingshots. You know what I mean, Matt? Oh, man, hold on. I got you on mute. Hold on, brother. You know what I mean, Matt? Here you come. You know what I'm saying? I have to on mute for a second.
Oh, yeah, from my cold, dead hands. I signed that blank check in 96, and I swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that includes the Second Amendment, brother, from my cold,
Amen.
Dead hands.
And that reminds me of a song by my pal, Jordan Bogard and the Dirty South. They have a song, Cold Dead Hands. So if you want to search that out, Josh Bogard and Dirty South, Cold Dead Hands. It's a great song on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Matt, give out the information for the Tallahassee rally, being that we're in Florida, and then I'm going to wrap this up.
Sure thing. So once again, rally in Tallahassee, the same place as last time on the historic Capitol stairs. We've got that area permitted off. April 14th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3 or whenever, you know, we wind down and decide we want to go get a drink and some grub.
Yes, indeed. There you have it, folks. So starting at 2 p.m., Saturday the 14th, right there in Tallahassee. If you're in Florida, head on out. Thanks again, Matt.
Thanks, sir. Hey, have
and
fun
again,
out
I want
South Dakota.
Yes, indeed. And I want to tell everybody the Rally for Liberty and Justice for All, April 15th at Mount Rushmore from 9 to 5 with Sheriff Max, Lee Finnicum, Jordan Page, Dave Bray. Speakers will be South Dakota State Representative Tim Goodwin, South Dakota State Senator Stacey Nelson from Take the Pause. Many, many pages there. Take a pause. Billy Belo, radio host and activist Bella D'Angelo, and let's see, Overpasses for America, Sherry Saunders, and of course, Michael Hutton and Dale Best, American Patriot Union members. That will be April 15th at the base of Mount Rushmore. You want to make sure you're out there for that one. And let's see, this Thursday I'll be talking, running for New York State Senate, Vicky Palladino Lives. You may remember her story as she confronted Mayor de Blasio on a street in Queens, New York, as he talked about this wonderful thing we did with these trees. We spent all this money planting these trees, fixing these sidewalks, and she's mad as hell. She got in his face. He ran away and told his guards, get that lady away from me, as he ran. He would not listen to his constituents and the people that of the city in which he runs. They live there. She's going to come on Thursday, and then Monday, a week from today, you have heard her story many times. She has been on Sean Hannity many, many times. She was brought to one of the debates by Donald Trump while he was running for, during the campaign season. And her name is Juanita Broderick, and she's got a book coming out. I think you want to go put ice on that. She was raped by Bill Clinton back in the day, back in Arkansas a long time ago. And you got all these Me Too people going around today, and they won't even entertain Juanita Broderick or any of the other ladies that were sexually assaulted or raped by Bill Clinton. I guess if you're a Clinton and you're a Democrat, what's good for me is not good for you. Do as I say, not as I do type thing. And it's coming out of the Democrat Party. But Juanita Broderick will join us a week from tonight, 8 o'clock on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. where we're trying to get the best guests, because right now we're talking about the double standard. She's coming on to talk about this double standard, Stormy Daniels, how they're trying to compare her, what happened with her and Trump, to people like Juanita Broderick and these other ladies that Bill Clinton attacked sexually. So that will be an amazing show. So, folks, I want to make sure you tune in Monday next for Juanita Broderick and Thursday this week for Vicky Palladino running for New York State Senate. She's a firecracker. You don't want to miss her. She's got a lot of energy, and she can really rile the troops. You're going to want to be there for that one. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. And this is my favorite part of the show. And we're going to do the live version, a cappella. Ooh, sorry. Live version, a cappella from Pittsburgh. It's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. And I also want to tell everybody, if you will get a chance, to head on out to LibertyRush.com. That is social media without the libtarded rhetoric. That's the slogan for Liberty Rush. My friend Rob, he put it together. He is the man who built the site. It has a lot of the same features as Facebook, and live feed video, I believe, is coming soon. So you want to check out LibertyRush.com. And without further ado, I want to give it up here to Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com, and the national anthem sung a cappella in Pittsburgh. Dave Bray's new album comes out May 25th, I believe, is Memorial Day. We will have a preview here sometime in April. We'll be playing the first couple of songs. He'll be playing them live at the base of Mount Rushmore, April 15th. If you want to check it out, DaveBrayUSA.com. Here it is, the national anthem. Good night, and God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see, can you see my dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
That's right, folks. Don't forget, this Thursday, 8 p.m., Vicky Palladino running for New York State House. And then Monday, a week from today, Juanita Broderick live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Until then, folks, good night. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless the patriots of our country who love our Constitution and our flag and our veterans. Till we meet again, thank each and every one of you on the live feed and on the radio broadcast. Without you, there's no show. Thanks for making this a show. Good night. I love yous all. Peace.